There is a group of nuns in southern Indiana that believes one of their own may help lift Notre Dame to victory. Reporter Ann Marshall has our story.
In the small town of Ferdinand, Indiana, underneath a gold-trimmed dome adorned with 89 angels, the Monastery of Immaculate Conception's morning mass gently echoes. About 160 Benedictine nuns call the monastery home. Once Mass ends, Sundays swing from contemplative to competitive for 87-year-old twins, Sister Mary Carmen Spade and Sister Mary Carmel Spade. With traditional habits off, the twins, who sport identical short gray hairdos, settle in front of the TV for some afternoon football.
Oh! Did he catch it?
The Colts versus Titans.
See, they're in the hole again. It gives the Titans good field position again.
They know football. The Colts are their favorite NFL team. But as the Titans gain yards, Mary Carmel speaks about true loyalties.
I think they need men Titeo to hold it.
Bring on Notre Dame's Manti.
They're referring to Manti Te'o, Notre Dame's defensive star and 2012 Heisman candidate. Catholic nuns rooting for the Fighting Irish, that's fairly predictable, especially here. Many grew up in Indiana and studied at Notre Dame. Mary Carmen jokes that when a local season ticket holder invites sisters up for a game, it's a sacred six-hour drive.
We pray the rosary on the way up, said on the way home, if Notre Dame lost, we would pray the sorrowful mysteries of the rosary.
When the Spade sisters joined the monastery over 60 years ago, they met their match. Sister Martha Marie Temple, arguably the monastery's biggest Notre Dame fan, she parked herself in front of the radio or TV for every game. Mary Carmen lived next door to her until she passed away last summer.
She had a Notre Dame blanket in her room, and even at the time of her death, she had a pillowcase with the Notre Dame emblem, you know, all over the...
Which I inherited. I inherited her pillowcase. I couldn't believe it when I pulled it out. I went, oh my gosh.
That's 47-year-old sister Anita Louise Lowe. She grabs a large wicker basket full of memorabilia Martha Marie left her. She pulls out a vial of Notre Dame holy water, stickers, a cup holder.
The University of Notre Dame shot glass.
Now, has that been used?
Hard to tell. It's clean.
The last conversation Anita Louise had with an ailing Martha Marie involved Notre Dame. Anita Louise sat at her bedside and told her she was heading north to begin graduate classes.
And she had always wanted me to play harp at her funeral. And the last thing I told her, whether she could hear me at that point or not, was I said, you know, Martha Marie, I'm leaving for Notre Dame on Sunday. I'm sorry. I won't be able to play.
Had Martha Marie been able to respond, Anita Louise says she would have peppered her with questions. Which dorm will you stay at? Will you go to a game? At 91 years old, Martha Marie, a Notre Dame alum with curly gray hair and a round, kind face, passed peacefully. It wasn't unexpected. Still, one evening, Mary Carmen lightened the mood with a joke.
I made a comment at the wake service that I said, maybe she'll help Notre Dame get a championship this year, a national championship. I was the one who mentioned at the wake service.
That earned some chuckles. After all, the last decade of Notre Dame football has not been stellar. Much to their surprise, with each game the sisters at the monastery watched, this unranked team marched towards an undefeated season, pulling out incredible wins, like the November game against Pittsburgh, remembers Anita Louise.
Three overtimes was just a bit much. It was like, please don't do this again.
USC, I thought, oh my, can they really do it against USC? But their goal line defense has been marvelous.
Yes, Notre Dame's defense has been touted as the best in the nation, and the sisters admire the discipline Coach Brian Kelly demands. But at this monastery atop a hill in southern Indiana, the sisters can't help but believe that behind this championship team, there's a faithful fan above.
And I think, okay, Sister Martha Marie, you're pulling for them, aren't you? So I think she would be tickled pink to know that they have done so well this year.
Or maybe tickled blue and gold. For Only a Game, I'm Ann Marshall.